O'Neill. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo left for the Middle East Sunday and said his itinerary for Monday involved strategizing with allies and talk about the increasing threat that Iran poses. He also discussed some of the new tariffs to be imposed Monday.
On Monday, there'll be a significant set of new sanctions, and the world should know that we will continue to make sure it's understood that this effort that we've engaged in to deny Iran the resources to foment terror, to build out their nuclear weapon system, to build out their missile program, we are going to deny them the resources they need to do that, thereby keeping American interests and American people safe all around the world.
And as VOA's Michael Bowman reports, the Trump administration is not backing down from the possibility of military action.
The Trump administration continues to put Iran on notice. President Trump has hinted that a military strike against Iranian targets still could go forward.
We have plenty of time.
While his national security advisor has warned Tehran against mistaking U.S. prudence for weakness.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go. By far the best in the world.
Amid the saber rattling, an expression of concern from a former U.S. military chief.
VOA's Michael Bowman reporting. A celebration has broken out in the Turkish city of Istanbul, where the opposition has won a controversial revote in the mayoral election. Parades of cars were honking their horns and people dancing in the streets. Turkey's opposition has won the vote in a city seen for 25 years as the base of power for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump had called for immigration raids in more than a dozen major U.S.